what a shame it is. To see such a marvelous creature with so much potential, stuck behind bars in a dark, damp dungeon. Doesn't it make you think that there's so much more you could be doing with your life? If only you could see the error in your ways.
It makes me think that an equally marvelous creature could go away and leave me in peace.
Well, this marvelous creature thinks that.
Not you, idiot! I was talking to the rat!
Very funny. I see you're just as charming as ever. Yeah, you're very scary. Well done.
I'll get you one day. Just you wait.
Well, despite your best efforts, I have a loving family and a happy daughter.
Ah, yes. About that. Tell me, how was your second time?
Absolutely wonderful. Thanks for asking. Shining Armor was most receptive to my advances.
Oh, please, your pathetic excuse for a husband could barely get it up in the first place. Let alone stay hard long enough to pound your pesky pink pony plot. It was only through my unfathomably sexy body that I was able to coax a miracle out of those feeble testicles of his.
And yet, despite those perceived talents, you've never had a genuine lover in all your life. Rather ironic for a creature that feeds on love, is it not?
If all you're gonna do is stand there and gloat, then I'd rather you just turn me back to stone. Now, what do you want? You garish demon spawner!
A little gloating? Yes. You certainly deserve more than a little humiliation. But no, that's not the real reason why I'm here. You see, you were set free from your stone prison at my request.
Then you are a fool.
Maybe. Some may call what I'm attempting foolish. But if it works, we'll all be far better off. Tirek and Cozy Glow may be too far gone, but I believe that you still have a genuine chance to be reformed and use your powers for good. And given our, shall we say, unique relationship, I think I have a better chance than most at getting through to you.
That is literally impossible.
Oh, don't be so pessimistic. We know each other so well. I want to use that to give you a real chance at making a true connection with Sun Pony.
How about I connect my hoof with your face?
Who knows? Maybe you'll become at least somewhat tolerable.
Maybe you could develop at least some level of plot relevance.
We could even put some style in that rat's nest you call a mane.
Pineapple goes perfectly on pizza.
What? How dare you! Pineapple on pizza is an absolute abomination! And affront to nature almost as egregious as you! Oh, I see. Good one. See how well we know each other. We both know exactly what to say to really rile each other up. I genuinely want to help you here, and I also want to learn more about you. I've always found changelings oddly fascinating. How about you tell me some cool bug facts?
You dumb fucking cretin! You fucking fool! Absolute fucking buffoon! You bumbling idiot! Fuck you!
Wow! Absolutely fascinating. Maybe we'll expand on that later. Anyway, back on topic. I think I know you well enough to convince you that you have a chance to be reformed and do so much good in the world as co-ruler with Thorax.
No, absolutely not. I will not even stand in the same room as that spineless coward. Unless maybe I'm standing on his balls, if he even has any. He ruined the hive and everything it stood for! He destroyed all hope of halting the death spiral that you began with your stupid wedding.
We're going that way again. You're still salty about getting defeated while you had Celestia on the ropes. Besides, what does crashing my wedding have to do with anything?
You still don't get it, do you? Your wedding was the worst event that could have ever happened to Equestria!
I seem to recall everything was going perfect on my wedding day before you showed up. The only improvement that could have been made was maybe replacing some of the hanging decorations with fly paper.
Given the level of competence of the average equestrian guard, it wouldn't surprise me if they managed to just entrap themselves. Really speaks to your Shining Armor's level of quality control. About the same level of quality control that was applied to you before you shoved a dumb wedding in everyone's face!
Again with the wedding, I get that it may not have exactly been to your taste, but I don't see why that would prompt you to try and destroy everything.
I was trying to fix everything after you ruined it. You want to know my backstory? Fine! I trained my changelings to be a defensive mechanism to your wretched existence. My mission was to eliminate you and your husband before you could ruin the show even more than you already did just by existing!
What?
I devoted my changelings to the noble cause of protecting the greatest show to ever grace the internet! Why, you owe your pathetic existence to the whims of a sociopathic corporate executive and his pig-faced daughter! Created only to peddle pointless pink plastic to a gaggle of little runts who probably didn't even give a fuck who you were in the first place, other than a pretty pink pony princess. That's all you are. That's all you'll ever be. Was it worth it? Was it worth compromising everything the show had built for the sake of a quarterly report?
Plastic quarterly report? What are you talking about? And how dare you suggest that I ever did anything wrong? Clearly, the only thing going wrong here is your mental state.
You are the greatest threat that Equestria has ever faced!
No, no, don't flatter yourself. Obviously, there have been far greater threats to Equestria than you. For instance, there's... Wait! What? Did you say that I am the greatest threat to Equestria? Either you've completely lost it, or your grammar skills are as patchy as your legs!
Oh, sure. You're far outclassed in raw strength or basically any other physical capability, but it's not any of that which makes you dangerous. You represent something far worse. For you, you are the start. The first link in the chain of disaster. The gateway drug. The Trojan horse! Everything that's gone wrong recently traces back to you. You and your stupid princess wings, princess title. Princess wedding. It's all princess this and princess that! There were only supposed to be two princesses in Equestria. But now that there's one more, now that one of the central pillars of Equestrian lore has been compromised, the floodgates are open for all manner of bullshit to spew forth!
Just like the bullshit currently spewing from your mouth. Look, I know you're mad and I understand, but if there's any hope for you to get out of that cell as anything other than a lawn ornament, you need to stop inventing wild conspiracies and seriously reflect upon yourself.
I don't need to reflect upon myself. I already perfectly understand my purpose. My changelings and I are Equestria's immune system. Every time a major threat to the integrity of the show was presented, we were there to stand against it. Twilight's unmentioned brother, your awful wedding, Thorax, Flurry Heart, Starlight Glimmer, and finally, the ultimate evil, Twilight Sparkle's deplorable friendship school. You are a cancer, slowly worming its way into the body and destroying it from the inside. And Starlight Glimmer was the final nail in the coffin. She's the Equestria equivalent to HIV. She infiltrated the show, destroyed the hive, and corrupted my changelings, thereby neutralizing Equestria's immune system and leaving the path wide open to the inevitable pollution of its once great legacy! Starlight Glimmer gave Equestria AIDS!
So the hive was closed? Due to AIDS?
Not just the hive! All of Equestria! A terminal case of AIDS brought upon a shining beacon of hope that was loved by millions! You were the start. Brought in to take center stage for all of 2 episodes before being tossed aside once the hype died down. A supposedly integral figure to the ruling class and guiding principles of Equestria, left out to grow stale on the sidelines. Reduced to nothing more than a meaningless piece of plot convenience. And I can. So much wasted potential. Doesn't it make you think that there's so much more you could be doing with your life? If only you could see the error in your ways. You wanted to reform me. How about I reform you? Ditch the wings, renounce your title, and help me put right all the wrongs you've unwittingly inflicted. Well, Princess Candy-ass? What'll it be?